Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast, episode number 98. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Wednesday Motivation and Inspiration. We're up to the letter Y, and it's pretty simple. It's you. You determine your own success. Quick quote by John C. Maxwell. The secret of your success is determined by your daily agenda. Basically, your daily habits and routines will determine your success. You determine whether you are successful or not, not anyone else. When things don't go right, well, it's on you, not necessarily anyone else. And when you fail, it's once again on you. You can't embrace only your successes because that's just not reality. And pretty much every day, you're going to have to understand that your success is predicated on whether you choose to do the work every day. It's on you, and you have to honestly look in the mirror at yourself every morning and determine how your day is going to go. You determine how you react to what happens in your day, whether you accomplish your daily goals and tasks, whether you get to the top of the mountain that you're climbing, because sometimes, well, basically, you're going to slip off that mountain, and it's just a matter of keeping a good grip on it and going one step at a time. Honestly, let's look at it like this. You're already successful when you make a decision to chase after your goals and aspirations. It's just a matter of if you want more success in what you do. Honestly, it's not easy, and a lot of days, it's just going to suck. And then there's going to be days it's going to be fun. And then the next week, well, you're just going to want to quit. And then you'll have to live with the regrets of, well, what if, or why didn't I stick with my passion? And that's just something that, well, you're unfortunately going to have to live with. That's just reality. I will admit that probably for the first, I would say, 2 to 3 years of this whole process, I was ready to throw it in and be like, all right, I'm good. I did my whole writing thing or whatever, and I'm good. And then I started thinking of how long I'd have to work sitting at a desk until I'm in my mid-60s and not living my life to the fullest. And I'm not saying that it's a bad thing if you are comfortable with your corporate America job. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying corporate America really isn't for me. It never has been. It never will be. And that's kind of what's been keeping me going. It's what, you know, makes me go to work. And I just want to ask you guys some important questions. Like, what exactly is your passion right now? What do you want to do with your life that's going to make you happy, and what's going to fulfill you? What is keeping you from getting on track with what you want to do with yourself? Because, you know, I've seen, you know, friends that I've grown up with, and I've listened to, you know, conversations and things of that nature, and, you know, they were talking among each other, and, you know, one said, like, I have this love for, you know, doing, you know, this specific thing, and the other friend was like, look, we've grown up together and I've never known you to not go after what you want to do with your life. And, you know, it then comes all the whole things of, you know, life gets in the way, you know, you got to work, you got to take care of yourself, you got to take care of your kids, things of that nature. And, you know, the conversation, you know, kind of progressed, and, you know, now I see this person literally going after it, and she's doing very well with what she's doing right now. She's, you know, doing her thing, and it's a beautiful thing to see. And she made a decision that she's going to determine her success, and she's definitely going places. I can tell you that. I see it on social media, and, you know, I see her posts, and, you know, I'll comment, you know, something like really cool or whatever the case is, and it's a beautiful thing. So when I really sit here and tell you that you are going to determine your success, you really are. And you've gotta love it. And yeah, you're gonna wanna quit. Trust me. And the one thing that I've learned along the way is a lot of like entrepreneurs that are really doing well and are you know, successful at what they're doing and their passions, and you know, they go to these like keynote, you know, speaking events and things of that nature, and I watch them on YouTube and I listen to them and things like that, but some of them, they honestly have a tendency to be like really like too honest, but sometimes it's good, you know, to hear it. But a lot of them say, you know, it's great that I'm here and, you know, I'm getting an opportunity to speak in front of you guys and, you know, I'm getting, you know, getting paid to do this. And, but they're like, honestly, out of all of you guys sitting in the audience, probably about 5 of you are going to really do something about it, and about 2 of you are going to succeed. And this is out of like thousands of people that are sitting in an audience. So it's like, yeah, it's great. You heard me speak. Yeah, you got me. I gave you the rah-rah and I gave you the motivation, and you know, I'm pushing you to be great. But how many of you guys are going to walk out of here after shaking my hand and taking a picture with me to say, hey, I met this keynote speaker, or I met this entrepreneur? How many of you guys are really going to buckle down and do the work? And how many of you guys are going to be consistent? And how many of you guys are going to know and understand and realize that you yourself are going to determine your success? Like, how many times are you going to look in the mirror at yourself in the morning as you're brushing your teeth and hold yourself accountable for not doing that work that you had to do the previous night because you decided you wanted to binge watch a TV show, or you wanted to play a game on your phone, or you wanted to talk to your friend about meaningless things that are going on around you? So, hey, I'm delivering the message from the people that I'm learning from. Gary Vaynerchuk, Eric Thomas, Tony Robbins, Simon Sinek, Jim Quick. You know, I can name people on and on and on and on that I am literally pulling things from and learning from, and saying, okay, you know, this is what they're doing. This is how they're doing it. This is why they're doing it. And okay. And my favorite two are Gary Vaynerchuk and Eric Thomas. They're brutal. They're honest. Took me a moment for me to immerse myself into what they're trying to say because they're so passionate about it. But honestly, I get it. And after, you know, watching a couple of videos, it's like, well, I'm really going to determine how far I'm going to go with this. And if you guys don't know by now, my goal is to write 60 books. Will I write more? Yeah, there's a good chance I will. But for now, that's my goal. And I'm sticking to it. I don't have a choice. It's a contract I have with God. So anyway, just want to motivate you guys today. Just want to make sure that you know that you are going to determine your success and how far you go and how much you achieve and, you know, all the great things that you want. And don't do it for the accolades and the awards. Do it for the purpose and reason and passion that you have in your heart. So with that said, that's my podcast for today. I really thank you guys for listening to my podcast every week. And being consistent and listening to my podcast. I'm doing my best to be as consistent as possible with, you know, posting all of these podcasts on a weekly basis. I will do my best to, you know, let you guys know when I'm taking breaks or, you know, when I'm, you know, going to go focus on certain things. A lot of these podcasts are recorded ahead of time, so that's a great part that helps me. And I've been able to finally, you know, set up specific times of when, you know, my podcasts are going to, you know, pretty much hit all the major platforms. So I want you guys to have a good rest of your week. I want you guys to be productive. I want you to be motivated. I want you guys to be inspired. And I'm not going to be jumping on this microphone and being rah, rah, rah. I'm still going to be the same guy who's kind of cool, calm, collected, and chill. and hopefully the words will resonate with you as time goes on. With that said, be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.